Today's daf from Masechet Gittin, brought to me by Chabot Yerushalayim, is daf Peit Beit. Okay, we begin with the Hilik Mishnah. Hamegareshet tishto v'amar la'areyat muteret l'chol adam ela l'ploni. So if somebody says the strange lashon, he writes a normal get, all right, muteret l'chol adam. But when he gives her the get, and the giving of the get has to also be a netina, which is a netina l'shem kritut, because it says v'natan miyadah, the sefer kritut v'natan miyadah. So if he hadn't said anything, then the fact that it is a get, and it says in it, hariyat muteret l'chol adam, would have been a sufficient netina of a get kritut. But since he says, I'm giving this to you for you to be muteret to everyone, ela l'ploni. Now, ela l'ploni is a rather strange lashon, because, I mean, it could have said chutzmi ploni. Ela is a little bit strange. We'll see the Gemara is wondering about that language, and maybe that's the key to the machloket that follows. And had he said beferish chutzmi ploni, maybe the machloket that follows wouldn't have been a machloket at all, because we're used to the idea that where a get is not a get kritut and keeps her married to him vis-a-vis someone. So then that's not called get kritut. Because when he says chutz l'ploni, he is saying, I am still married to you vis-a-vis that guy. If that guy takes you, not that it's a condition, but I'm still married to you for that guy. So if that guy takes you, he's taking an eshetish. It's a strange kind of idea. So then we lack in the actual kritut itself. I mean, you would think that everybody would agree that that is certainly not considered to be a get. So perhaps the Ella is the key over here, that Ella means you will be asuratim and not because of my marriage. How would that work? I don't know, but let's see. So then we have a machloket. Rebbe Eliezer says, well, that's a good get. And he's matir. V'chachamim osrim.
But if he gets married, does Rabbi Eliezer still mutter?
What do you mean?
If he gets married,
no, that's dependent on whether what we mean over here is, if we mean it's conditional, then of course not. But if it's not working through conditional, all this the Gemara will talk about. Excellent question. So what should he do to make this a good get? He'd have to take it back from her, because over here the chisaron is in the netina. So you'd have to take the back get from her and then give it to her. Now, the Tosafot Rit says it doesn't mean that. It's just saying give it to her with the context of Hariat Muteret L'chol Adam, because normally you don't have to say Hariat Muteret L'chol Adam b'shat ha'netina. But others learn that since he messed up the original netina and it makes it sound like he's only giving her the get because he doesn't want her to marry one other guy, so then he'd have to actually spell it out. You know, this time I'm giving it to you to be muteret for anybody.
That he's giving it to her so that she won't marry him.
No, so that she is muteret to him. Did you just walk in?
I didn't understand what Rabbi just said.
No, give it to her properly, that you can be muteret to anybody. You can marry anybody you want.
Right, okay.
But normally you don't have to say anything. But over here, since he said, he has to unsay.
Right.
That's what others hold. Right. Now, if he actually wrote that language in the get, now we're in trouble. Because if he was katva b'tocho, then you can't just go and erase it. Right? Because, I mean, a shtar is a shtar with the kavan of the kritut of the shtar. It doesn't help now to take it and to erase it. We'll get to that in the Gemara. He boiled a little. So now here's our question. That word Ella, it's a very strange word. How is the Mishnah expecting us to understand that word? Is it using the word as chutz? And nonetheless, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, even though he said chutz, it's possible for get not to completely cut off the marriage? Or is it just a condition? You know, in other words, what he's saying is, look, you know, the get I'm giving you, but man, oh man, you better not marry so-and-so, because then I don't want to give you the get. Right? So, okay, so he has in mind a t'nai. So if it's chutz, then that would mean that the reason that the Rabbanan are arguing on Rabbi Eliezer is, and the Rabbanan say, well, you can't leave out somebody from a get, that's because he was Meshayer in the actual get. And he's saying, I'm still married to you vis-a-vis this other guy. Well, that's not a get. But if it would just have been an amanat, and that's why we used, obviously we used, as Rebbe always uses, the more ambiguous, the better, because that way we have more ways of understanding the Mishnah. So assuming that it would mean a straight out, if he had said a straight out almanat, so they would have said, okay, if it's only a condition, it's not a shear in the get, right? In other words, if I say any condition, almanat that you stand on your head and spit nickels, I mean, whatever. So I'm saying almanat that you don't go marry him. I'm not saying I'm married to you. So there's no shear in the get because I completely cut off our marriage. There's no remnant of our marriage.
What is shear?
Shear is a leftover.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. So there's no remnant, therefore there's no shear in terms of our marriage. Our marriage is finished. Now I have a condition. My condition is that you don't marry so-and-so. So therefore, it would be okay, even according to the Rabbanan. And that's why we're saying dafka in a case of chutz. Midi dehavi akol t'nai de alma, just like in any other t'nai. Now there is a possibility, as Tosfos raises, it is possible that this entire thing only is true because he said Ela leploni in the sense of not marrying ploni. So it would be like almanat. What would the tanai be? Almanat. Almanat shaloti nasi leploni. But he's not ossering sex with ploni. In which case, there's no condition that ties her to him in terms of marriage. But if effectively creating this almanat would make her the equivalent of an Eshet Ish to Ploni, because the moment that she would sleep with Ploni, then she would be married to him, because we'd be Bevatel the get, so effectively he's created a state of Yishut for that Ploni. And therefore the entire discussion is only where he would have said, you can't marry Ploni. I don't care what you do together, that's not my business, because you're not married to me. But I can't stand the thought that this guy that I've been jealous of my whole life, you know, you're going to go marry, whatever the case is. You know. Okay. Or it's baby, it's a wild world. Stay away from me. But whatever the case is. So, but Tosfos in the end pulls back from that. At least the Re pulls back from that. And it's a question of how to understand the Gemara later on. And so we'll see, we're going to raise all kinds of fascinating issues here. Or perhaps we should understand the Ella as itself being a Tanai, Dilma Almanatu. And that would mean, on the contrary, that the only reason that Rebbe Eliezer is arguing with the Rabbanan is because he views it as a mere condition. So Almanat, who the polig Rebbe Eliezer the Rabbanan? But of course, if the guy actually tried to retain some element of marriage, and he was said chutz, so you're still married to me vis-a-vis so-and-so, of course that's a sheer beget, and it's not a get kritut, so maybe even Rebbe Eliezer would be maina.
Is this just for this, or
it's not the direct human, but what happens if...
No. What happens if? No.
Well, is there any other case of a tanai that takes that would be in effect after the get itself? I mean, usually I have a tanai, I'll give you the get if.
No. All the time are effective afterwards. All the time we've had a Gemara effect. I'm giving you the get, and it's on condition that at some point you give me 200 shekel. Yeah.
And that could be open and for years and years, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the problem, that because we're afraid maybe she won't be able to pay it. We'll see, we'll worry about those tests that much later on. And what happens about the chilav conditions we discussed earlier. Om Ravina Toshma, I could bring you a raya about how the Mishnah uses the word Ella from another Mishnah. And that is the Mishnah Negayim. Mishnah Negayim says, "Kol habatim etamim b'negayim, ela shalav dekochavim." What is that supposed to mean? Any home will be makabel to misnegayim. Ela, what do you mean? Almanat? I mean, ela shalav dekochavim. Since it says b'batei orei achuzatchem, so obviously means only b'batei Yisrael. So then, the only way to understand the word ela has got to be chutz. So apparently the Mishnah freely uses the word Ella for the word chutz, because Yamrit Bishlama chutzu, fine, so then the words make sense. I mean, if you're telling me Amanat, I mean, it would be an absurd statement. That the only way that we're going to be Matame Abnega is Almanat, the lo Matame Bati of Dekachavim. So only then would Matame Bati Yisrael. But if for some reason we'll decide that Bati of Dekachavim are Tame, then... But the Israel won't be Tame. I mean, Or if we find Nagoyim in Batei Akum, then it means it's not Nagoyim in Batei Yisrael? I mean, that's crazy. Not to mention the fact that there can't be such a case. Batei Avdei Kochavim could never be Metame B'Nagoyim because it says, Beferish in the Brayta, that we learn out from the Pasuk, V'natati Negat Zarat Bebeit Eretz Achuzatchem, teaches us, that Eretz Achuzatchem and only Eretz Achuzatchem is Metame B'Nagoyim, V'in Batei Avdei Kochavim Metame B'Nagoyim. So obviously, there's no choice. Ella Shmamina, the only possible use of the word in that Mishnah of Ella is for Chutz. So Shmamina, Chutzu Shmamina, which would mean that Rebbe Eliezer, for some reason, oh wow, this is a big Kiddush, because it certainly runs counter to everything we've believed until now, and that everybody agrees there has to be a Get Kritut, you can't be Meshayer in the Etzim Get. Somehow, Rebbe Eliezer argues on that. Now, not everybody agrees with the way this Mishnah has forced us into learning with this Ella, and that Rebbe Eliezer is even arguing about a case of chutz. So Matnitinda Loki Aitana, the Tanya Amr Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda specifically says that what we just said is not true, and that Lo Nechleku Rebbe Eliezer V'Chamim Ala Megareshe Tishtova Amala Red Matera Tot Chol Adam Chutz Miploni. Obviously, everybody agrees she'ena megureshet, which is not what the Mishnah just said, based on the way we explain the Mishnah, the Ella means chutz. Alman nechleku. Well, hamigareshi to ishto v'amar la'red v'teret l'chol adam alminat shalot tinasi. Now, note again that language of tinasi, which is what Tosfos, of course, built on the possibility that this is limited to the case of a tinasi, as opposed to not sleeping with this guy under any circumstances. That might be different. So, I mean, it's pretty clear. If a guy said, look, I don't care if you have sex with this guy, but don't marry him. But that should be a t'nai b'alma, b'chora. Because you're not talking about the things that marry. My marriage to you is not nogea. You're not marrying somebody else. It's nogea. You're not sleeping with somebody else, right? So maybe that's the point. And therefore, it would only be a t'nai b'alma, because it does not effectively create a situation of an eishes ish for that guy. So in this case, Rebbe Eliezer is matir l'chol adam. Of course, chutz mi'oto ha'ish v'chachamim osrim. And over here, the obvious explanation of why Rebbe Eliezer says that is because my time to Rebbe Eliezer means they have a kol t'nai v'alma. Well, why is it different from anything else? But just because it happens to asr her in marriage means it's not a t'nai like $200. Now here, Tosfos points out, as far as Scott's point was concerned, that even though we said before that when we're talking about where he said 200 zuz, that during the period that she hasn't given the 200 zuz, we don't allow her to get married. But what if in fact she never gives the 200 zuz? But he says that's not a problem here. And clearly the Gemara is saying it's not a problem, because otherwise it should say, as long as this guy is alive, maybe she'll mess up the get, right? Maybe she will go marry so-and-so. But obviously there's a difference between 200 that she's got to pay him or not marrying the other guy to mess up herself, where she'd have to go out and marry him to mess herself up. That we're not chayish. We're chayish only that maybe she won't be able to find the $200 or whatever. It's not that we're chayish that she wants to destroy the get.
So it's proactive action versus passive. We're worried about it.
That too. And even if it would be active, we didn't think it was any way that she could miss out on it. In other words, all she would have to do would be to stand on a chair or something. So that also is we have no chashash that she wouldn't do something that's biyada, you know. Now,
I'm sorry, maybe I missed
the
introduction. Why isn't this
life being
increases?
Yeah, you must. Did you walk in late?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, mitidava kol tzinai d'alma, v'rabbana. Kol tzinai d'alma is no comparison. A normal tzinai does not effectively create a shiur in the get. So, lo shiur la beget, but ocha shiur la beget. And this is boils down to the fact that there's no way for the marriage vis-a-vis this person not to be effective, because it continues to usher him. The moment that he would marry her, she would be married to the other guy. So then it effectively undoes the concept of kritut. Now the way we originally learned it, I'm very confused, says the Gemara, and the way we learned the Mishnah, where we understood that chutz, ayla meant chutz, so what was Rebbe Eliezer's logic? I thought everybody agrees that you can't have a shir beget and chutz is by definition a shira beget. So my time in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the din of get kritut does not mean kritut on every level. It means kritut from him on some level. Because he brings a raya that since it says in the pasuk, v'yatza mibeito, v'alcha v'ayta le'ish acher. So what is that supposed to mean, v'ayta le'ish acher? I mean, what else would she be? She could be la'acher. La'ish acher would mean only to the one person that she could have been. That's the explanation. In which case it would imply that afilo lo hitira ela le'ish acher. So there was only one other person she was matir, and some in fact have the girsa ela le'ish echad, which would be that ish, that single ish acher, she would still be migureshet. Whereas the Rabbanan say, it says, hi ish, the point of the ish le'ish acher is the generic concept of ish to any other person. That's exactly the point. That it's stressing that it has to be to everybody. Look, call ish ve'ish. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, look, there's a very simple reason. And we know the reason. Because we've looked at this pasuk many times. And that is, time and earth, Eliezer ben Yochanan. It says, legabe the isurei kuhuna. Right? So now, a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. But where does it say that? It says the weirdest thing. It says, isha grusha me isha lo yikach. It doesn't say, don't marry a grusha. It says, don't marry a woman who is grusha me isha. What is that supposed to mean? It must mean that even though he said, you are migureshet from me, but I'm not matir you to anybody, that's still considered to be a psul min hakuhuna, which of course is what we called all along the reyach haget. So that even though it's not really a get, but Rebbe Eliezer says, no, it must really be a get, how else could she be called a grusha? So Alma have a gita. Whereas the Rabbanan said, we're talking about something entirely different over here. This is Yisrei Kuhuna. The Torah makes all kinds of different dinim legabe the Yisrei Kuhuna. So you want to say that it has a concept called Gerishin vis-a-vis a Kohen. That doesn't mean that it would be matir her. Now, Tosus points out that the simple meaning of this Gemara does not stand up. Because, according to Rebbe Eliezer, obviously if he wasn't matir her to anybody, so what if the guy would die after this? What, you're telling me she would be potter from Yibum? He wasn't matir her to anybody. Rebbe Eliezer never said that that's a get. So how could he bring a riot from Reyach a get to what isn't a get? Even he himself would agree that it's not a get. He himself understands that, of course, Yisrei Kuhuna are shining. So Tosfos has a fascinating thing that the Gemara is assuming here. And that is that Rebbe Eliezer is saying that if a person who gave a get and he would be matir her not to everyone, so he would say chutz biploni, or he was matir only to one person, let's say. If that itself would not be a get, then the Torah would never have asked Reyach a get when you don't matir at all. That's the point. To call it even a Reyach a get, it has to smell in some level like a get. It has to resemble a get. Which would mean that we separate out the context of the gerushin, that you're not my wife, from the heter to everybody else. So it's true that in terms of the effectiveness of the get, there needs to be a heter to somebody else as well. That's true. But when it comes to the kuhuna, I can then completely separate out the gerushin from me and the heter to others. But if there would be only one single concept of gittin, which is, I need to be matir you to everyone, then that means that there is no separate concept of leaving me on the one hand and being mutar to others on the other. Then the concept of reyach haget would be insane. It's not even, what is it? It's nothing. Because there's only one idea, being matir. It's brilliance for him. Brilliance for him.
So who says it?
Tosfos says it. This is awesome. Awesome.
The Isra,
you understand, but you understand that the point of the we've gotten so used because of, you know, the 21st century, people know how to think. The idea of a daf, yes. Yeah, they know how to think on this level of sophistication. I mean, maybe not well. I mean, and maybe most college graduates can't think. No, seriously, most tests in social, they have absolutely no idea of how to think. But there's a fine proportion of people, of sophisticated people, that can think. The idea of creating a daf yomi prior to the modern age would be insane. Nobody would be able to follow anything. It's absolutely ridiculous. The concept, you have no idea. The concept, even after the creation of the idea of a daf yomi, nobody learned daf yomi because it was inconceivable. Who can learn daf yomi? What, you need all of the background. Okay, you know, if I went to yeshiva 5 years, I could consider daf yomi, you know. And even then, daf yomi, I mean, I spent a month on a daf. What am I going to learn a daf in a day? The reason that daf yomi is catching on is not because it's gradually catching on. It's because the level of sophistication of the world is finally catching up to the simple meaning of a Gemara. That's the point. Otherwise, forget about it. That's an amazing thing. It's inconceivable. Take a guy from the street 50 years ago even and try to talk. I don't know what you're talking about. What? A sfora like that? What? It's amazing. It is.
Whatever it is, she's going to marry.
It depends. If she's being chased by aliens? No, she can't.
She can't.
Really? Well, maybe. She's got to save her life. Okay, anyway, beautiful.
But this whole idea comes from her not being permitted to marry a Kohen. Like, the way it's brought.
Yes, it's only brought in Yisrael Kohen. That's why the Rabbanan would say it's irrelevant.
But it's not the Kohen being told, don't marry a Grusha.
Yeah, it is. Isha, again, Isha Grusha Me Isha.
Referring to the Kohen being told not to marry
a woman who is Grusha Me Isha. Right, but obviously that means she's on some level Grusha. Okay. All right. Boy Rababa, how about, once we've got this level of sophistication, could you do the same thing with a Kiddushin? In other words, you could say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Arei At Muter to kol adam chutz miploni. Could you say, Hareat mekudeshet chutz miploni?
But she's mekudeshet to everybody except for ploni?
Yeah. What's wrong?
That's an interesting concept. Well, that contradicts the concept of Kiddushin.
Well, you would have thought it contradicted the concept of Gerushin. Rabbi Eliezer is proving to you that there's separate out the marriage from the heter, then we should be able to say, what is Kiddushin? Kedushin, generally we assume that Kedushin is the result of the issue that is created on the, that Stosis explains in Kedushin, right? You are Mekudeshet, meaning Asura, Lekulei Alma, Chutz Mimeni. But now you're saying, now that we're allowing you to have a get, which is saying, Gereshet Mimeni, Chutz Miploni, that means that the Gereshin is achieved by separating me out from you, irregardless of the universality of how that affects everybody else. Now, that would mean the same thing by Kedushin. You are separated out to me because of the fact that you're Asura on all these other people. But I'm still Mutera to him, so. That doesn't have to be universal. You're Asura on everybody because of me.
She can't be married to two people.
Why not? Then she could be married to two people.
You haven't read the
tabloids. Why not? What?
He hasn't read the tabloids.
Apparently. And they haven't reached South Africa yet. So what would be the din? Now, this question can be asked both Alibi de Rabbi Eliezer and Alibi de Rabbana. Because you could say like this. Tiboy le Rabbi Eliezer, that at kan loko amar Rabbi Eliezer ha'chalam shum dektivei krei. I mean, look, Rabbi Eliezer is only saying that because the Torah introduces a new concept of reach haget, so that redefines gittin, but it doesn't tell me that in the inverse it redefines necessarily the nature of marriage, and therefore why would I be able to bring a raya from one to the other? And I mean, I need the Kinyan of Kedusha, and the Kinyan of Kedushin is defined by its Isser, which isolates me. It would be like saying you have a dedicated fax line except for my daughter who's able to call her friends on it, which means you don't got a fax line, right? Same idea. Where's the dedication? Go Dilma. Or is it a gzirat ha-katuv? Because we have a hekesh v'yatzav ha-ita. If the Torah was b'chadesh, a new din of gerushin, then it means that the equivalent would be true of kedushin. And we could say also, aliba d'rabbanan. The Rabbanan only said that in the case of the get, it's not good because it says sefer kritut. And that means that I am makbid on any shiur of the impact of the marriage post-gerushin. And I don't have that in this case. There's no kritut, leka. But masha'in came by kedushin. Where do we see that kedushin has to be universal? The kedushin is a kinyan. Maybe any kinyan is sufficient. It says kicha. So kicha is a kinyan. Does it mean necessarily it has to be defined by the entire world? That it's a kule alma? Could be a kule alma chutzmi so-and-so. Why not? Or I could say the same thing. Okay, but look, if the Torah is b'chadish, that a gate needs to be kritut without a shiur, so then v'yatzavaita has to be the same for kiddushin as well, because v'hayata is havaya. Lebata di yiboyele, after asking the questions, he decided that hadar pashta, there's no way out of the hekesh of v'yatzavaita. A hekesh defines the halacha even where there's no necessarily parallel implications in both cases. And therefore, bein l'Rebbe Eliezer, bein l'Rabbanan, you need v'yatzava haita, which means, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it would be a kedushin. And you could still allow her to have relations with so-and-so. And according to the Chachamim, it would not be a kedushin at all. Because v'yatzava haita.
Just like the get.
Omer Abaye, well, maybe Reb Abba is right, okay? Maybe according to Reb Eliezer, there exists a concept of marriage to me, but that marriage not having any implications for George. Now, what would be the case? I just want you to think of this. This is beautiful. It's just so, it's pure poetry. It's just unbelievable. So now, you got two brothers. You got Reuven and you got Shimon, okay? So I want you to learn how to think. Reuven comes along and he's Makadish her, Chutz Mishimon, his brother. Okay? So, as far as Shimon is concerned, Chutz Mishimon. Right. So, for Shimon, we're not married. Now, for Shimon, we're not married. Okay. That means that Shimon is not Asura on her because she's not married to his brother, as far as he's concerned. So, she's not Eshet Achiv.
And if the brother dies, she's not Chayav Yibum either.
Well, what if there's another brother?
Okay,
that's correct. Now we're going to get there. Okay. Now, Shimon now goes ahead and he marries her, except for Reuven.
Oh my gosh! Like sand through an hourglass. So are the days of our lives.
And there's a third brother, and as you understand, both of these guys dropped dead. I mean, this was not a good arrangement. Metu Shneim, now they both died. Levi, brother number three, is Meyabim her.
For who?
Ah, wait a minute. Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, it says, Umet Echad Meyam. Which means that only an Eshet, one brother, gets Yibum, but an Eshet, two brothers, doesn't get Yibum. Now, normally, of course, there's no concept of an Eshet of two brothers, unless one of the brothers made Ma'amar, Min Rabbanan, after the death of the first brother, so then we apply that pasuk, but we always understood it to be a Rabbanan concept. All of a sudden, opens up the possibility in front of us, maybe it's a D'oraita concept. Maybe, in fact, the Torah is addressing a case where a woman is married to two brothers. And now I want to teach you how to think. The din is that she would be mityabemet lelevi. Ve'ein ani korei ba eshet shnei mitim. Why? Because you haven't figured out the riddle. It's a wonderful riddle. The reason is because kedushe Reuven was a perfectly valid kedusha. Why? Because it assured her on the entire world. Mm-hmm. The fact that it left out Shimon is irrelevant. What did Shimon's kedushin affect?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing. And therefore, by definition, it's not a kedusha. He didn't usher on anybody. Isn't that nice? Isn't that beautiful? She's a tzura on anybody already because of Shimon. So there's nothing to do. Kedushin? No, there's no Kedushin because Kedushin has to
defeat. You're answering him again?
You can't answer again.
So it wasn't.
There's no such thing. One she's. The din of Kedushin. No, the din of Kedushin is that someone who is Mutterla now becomes us. But over here, she's also anyway. There's nothing to do.
Part of the first.
Yeah, exactly. It's part of the first. What are you saying? You're saying nothing.
There is some chalot, though. It makes there be
a. Where? Where's the chalot?
No, but there's not there be a. There's not a.
No, it has to be a dedication to him. Areyat Asura al me. I'm already Asura on him.
If Reuven had left two people and Shimon.
Okay, let's continue on. Learn to think the way the Gemara is trying to teach us. Okay, so let's go. Come on. Now. So Uba Shema one second. So why? That's the inside. Why is it? Because Kedusha de Reuven Ahanu, but Kedusha de Shimon Lo Ahanu. It has not achieved anything, and therefore it's not considered to be Bichlal a Kedusha. Now, how about in a case? What? If what? I didn't hear. English.
If he would marry her,
no, he just can't marry her. No, if he did marry her, he wouldn't marry her. If he did marry her, all he had was a night of fun. He didn't marry her.
If he didn't die, he couldn't
have been Yibum,
though.
Was that? She wasn't married.
Right.
All right, so now that's number one. Another case would be. So then the other case, now, of course, the Gemara, in order to bring the other case, ask, so where would there be a case of Eshet Shnei Metim? Now, obviously, it's not a question, this does his points. I don't need to justify Eshet Shnei Metim because we don't know that there is such a thing. Eshet Shnei Metim, we know, is a Drabonan concept for Ma'amar. Assuming that Ma'amar is on the Drabonan, of course, which we spoke about. But in this type of situation, would there be such a thing as Eshet Shnei Metim? And says the Gemara, yes, there actually would be. Because let's say Reuven comes along and he's Mekadesher Chutz Mishimon. And now Shimon comes and he's Mekadesher totally, including Reuven.
Bastard. So then
Reuven does come. Ah, so now Kedusha Reuven Ahanu.
Welcome to one man's family.
Lemisra Alma. And now Kedusha Mishimon helps the Aser on Reuven. So then you would have Eshet Shnei Metim. And therefore, boy, Abaya, that's gratitude for you.
Omer Abaya,
Omer Allah Harayat Muteret L'Chol Adam Chutz Mi Reuven V'Shimon. You know, since we talked about Reuven and Shimon, so how about if we left out Reuven V'Shimon? This is a general question. This is not in the game of the fancy logic. We're just trying to figure out what it was that a guy means. And then he comes and he gives her at the moment of the get. He says, L'Ruven V'Shimon. But what does that mean, L'Ruven V'Shimon? Is it that he is now saying, you know, I told you before, Chutz B'Ruven V'Shimon, I don't care. Go get married to Ruven V'Shimon also. In which case, he was Mevatel's original limitation, and therefore, according to the Rabbanan, we would have a get, and according to Rebbe Eliezer, she would be Muteret even to them. Or is he saying, you know what? You are such a stinker. Why don't you only get married to Reuven V'Shimon? The very people I'm trying to protect you to. You know, I get a lawyer's letter from you. Reuven V'Shimon. Let the get only be for Reuven V'Shimon. Not to anybody else. So then it wouldn't be a get at all, according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we would have switched it. Oh, Dilma Mai Da Aser Shara. Umai Da Shara Aser. Now, let's assume for a moment. Im Tim Tzolomar. That my the asar shora, that he in fact had now been matter the whole thing, and there is no shiur. How about if he only said l'reuven? That he mean l'reuven? You know, I was talking about Reuven and Shimon before. Yeah, even to Reuven, meaning even to Reuven v'Shimon. The reason he said Reuven is because he had started before not to Reuven v'Shimon, and now he's referring to that clause. Even to Reuven. Meaning the Reuven clause, which can be the Shimon as well. Or since he only mentioned Reuven, did he mean Reuven Dafka? And if you want to tell me he means Reuven Dafka, how about if he says L'Shimon? So when he says L'Shimon, does he mean L'Shimon? V'hu adin l'Reuven? The reason he said Shimon is because that was the last thing I said. Not for Reuven, for Shimon. Yeah, for Shimon. Meaning, that's because I'm just talking the last word. Or does he mean L'Shimon, Dafka? Boy, Rav Ashi, how about if he used the word Af L'Shimon? That just points out this would have been true of Af L'Reuven. Because by saying Af, is he adding something? Also, meaning, and the other guy? Also Reuven, meaning, and the other guy too, Shimon. Or does he mean Af, not only to all the other people I was matri to, but also to Reuven? But it's not, yeah, but is it, remember, Af is always a tosefet. It's not just simple English word, even. Yeah, yeah. Right? There's an extra word there, which may be adding the other person linked to Reuven or to Shimon, or it may simply be adding in the English sense of even to Reuven and not only to all the aforementioned. That's the question. That's exactly the question. Do we take it as a very limited English statement, or do we take it as a more profound Lashon HaKodesh statement? So Mahu, Af Reuven is referring to, or is Af going back to Alma Koy? Tekun. Af Pei Pei.
We're doing Chazara, but we'll start with you.
Fantan the Helik Perik.
Amigarish et ishto v'marla. Reat muter to kol adam ela leploni. Rebli Yezer matir v'chachamim osrim. Ketzad yase, yitleno imena v'yachzor v'yitidenova. V'yomarla reat muter et v'chol adam. Maybe literally, or maybe the equivalent of by giving it stamp. Ketavo betocho, then half a piece of chazar mechako pasu iboimu. Hi Ella, what does Ella mean? Is it chutz who or is it almanat who? Chutzu, and that would mean the only machlokes where the public rabbanon led the Reb Eliezer is because there's a Reb Eliezer is because of the shir of the get. But if he had said almanat, avo almanat modulei, we did have a kol tonight the alma. Oh, the alma, it is almanat, and in fact, it's the opposite. Be almanat, who the polig Reb Eliezer ad rabbanon? Avo bechutz mode da shir la beget. Oma ravina toshma kol habatim mitam in b'negaim ela shelavdei kochavim. See, amet bishlama chutzu shapir. Ela yamet almanatu. What is that supposed to mean? Almanatu lo mitamu batei avde kochavim hu de mitamu batei Yisrael. Ha mitamu batei avde kochavim lo mitamei batei Yisrael. Furthermore, it would be ridiculous anyway because it's not possible. V'od batei avde kochavim mi mitamei at all. V'yotanya v'natati nega tzarat b'beit eretz achuzatchem. Eretz achuzatchem only is metame b'negoyim. V'ein batei avdei kochavim metamim b'negoyim. Ela shmamina chutzu shmamina. Matitin teloki haitana detanya om Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Lo nech l'ku Rabbi Eliezer v'chachomim. Ala magareshet ishto v'amar la'arei at muteret l'chol adam chutz v'ploni she'ina megureshet. המנך וכוח, המגרש איתו שהוא אמר לו, הרי את בטלת לכל אדם, המנת שלא תנסי אותו. We're over there, Rebbe Eliezer is matter לכל אדם חוץ מאותו איש וחכמים עוצרים. And his logic is, my time in Rebbe Eliezer, we need to have a call tonight, the Alma. ורבונן, a call tonight, the Alma, doesn't effectively create a shear in the get, but Ocher, essentially, you've left a shear in the get. But wait a minute. The Mishnah do Kimna that it's talking about Ella as chutz. So how could Rebbe Eliezer say that a shir neged is kosher? Om Rebbe Yanai Mishum Zaken Echad Omar Kravi Yatzam Meg Beito V'alchav Aita Le'ish Acher. So Afilu Lo Itira Ella Le'ish Echad Arezu Megureshet. V'Rabbanan Hai Ish means L'chol Ish Ve'ish. Rebbe Yochanan Omar Taim Et Rebbe Eliezer Me'acha V'isha Grusha Me'isha Lo yikoch, which means afilo lo nidgasha ela miisha, and she wasn't mutara to anybody, she would nonetheless be nivselet min hakuhuna. So you see that that is a get. V'rabonan, that's isa kuhuna. It's all different thing. That's shining. Boy, Rababa, how about in kedushin in the same sense? Hey. And that would be a good question. Both Rebbe Eliezer, Tiboy L'Rabbonon, both. Tiboy L'Rebbe Eliezer, Akan L'Kom, Rebbe Eliezer, Achal Mishum Diktivei Kro, Beferish, to include this type of get. Aval Hatam, I mean, either is a Kinyan Al here, it's not, but you know, Dilma, just the opposite. We should say V'yatzev ha'ayita tells me all the dinim that apply to Gerushin, by definition, apply to Kiddushin. And Tiboy L'Rabbonin. Maybe Atkan lo kamar Rabbonin l'chabik. The Torah says specifically you need to get kritut, and that leaves you no option but to completely cut it off. Well, like our next case wouldn't happen. Aval Atam, Kiddushin is a Kenyan koldo. I mean, would it have to be universal? Or we could say V'yatzev ha'ayita. To make it a Kiddushin, to unmake it from Kiddushin, okay, but then the Rabbi Abba is correct, and there exists such a concept of you are my wife except for meaning so and so. So how about if Reuven was Mekadesh Chutz Mishimon? Then Shimon comes along and he's Mekadesh Chutz Mireuven. And then both of them die, she would be mityabemet Levi, brother three. Ve'inani koreba eshesh nemetim. Why? Because she isn't. Because Kedusha de Reuven was Ahanu. Kedusha de Shimon had no impact in Lo Ahanu. So then, is there a case of eshesh nemetim in this sense? Hechem hashkachata? Kegon shebar Reuven v'kitcha chutz b'shimon, uba Shimon v'kitcha stam. Over there, Kiddushay Reuven Ahana Lemisra Alma, and Kiddushay Shimon Ahana Lemisra Reuven. Boy, Abaye, Omar Lahariat Buteret Lechol Adam Chutz Reuven Veshimon. Vechozev Amala Reuven Veshimon. Mo, Mi Amrin Mai De Osar Shora, or Dema Mai De Osar Shora, Mai De Shora Osa. Vim Tim Zoloma, Mai De Osar Shora. How about only he only mentions one name, the Reuven? Mo. Does he mean l'ruvin vodin l'shimen vayda ka'amar l'ruvin mishum de patach bay odim l'ruvin dafka v'im tinsom l'ruvin dafka? How about l'shimon mao? Is it l'shimon vodin l'ruvin vayda ka'amar l'shimon mishum de solik binei odim l'shimon dafka? Boy, Ravashi, how about af l'shimon mao? Is the af including ruvin, or is the af just an addition to alma? Take